And I'm
We don't give a toss about Britney, Whitney, or Shitney.
Let's go inside.
Welcome to Hans Island. This podcast is brought to you by the letter A for Alaska and O for oil spill, in huge recognition of GM Motors obviously favoring to keep on promoting redneck drive-by shootings over polar bears and nature in general. Long-winded entry there, where I could just have mentioned George W.'s Alaskan mess. So, why so negative, Robert? Well, I'm not actually that negative. I've just got a lot of cynicism stored up. Hardcore followers of Hans Island will have noticed that I've been off the copper, as it were, for a few weeks. Sorry for that, everyone. I've been on holiday and have been doing all sorts of other things and not actually thinking of Hans Island. Hans Island is now back on the cloud of routers that is the internet. By the way, hi to any Secret Service people listening in. Get a cup of coffee, people. Make sure it's organic, fair-traded coffee, though.
Hans Island, the podcast where only knowing half the facts is no excuse for not voicing your opinion.
Yeah.
So, let's get down to business. I've done my being sorry about being off copper, and I've done the introduction. I've also had a poke at George W. for spilling the oil in Alaska that he promised he wouldn't. Yes, super but short podcast coming up for you, with a little bit of Jesper Rasmussen and a few other bits and pieces. And of course, hang on, what's this?
I've just come out of this shop, having spent an absolute fortune. My throwaway carrier bag is full of bananas from Ecuador, strawberries from Israel, pistachios from Iran, they are glowing green a wee bit, Braeburn apple and kiwi fruit smoothie all the way from New Zealand. This kind of stuff you just can't get at the small local shop. I love coming to the multi-story shopping mall next to the motorway. It's so easy to park my enormous 4x4 there. I'm sure the local economy can take it. People who whinge about globalization should...
Environmental man saves the world from yet another cretin.
Well, quite. Well done to Environmental Man there. Still got loads of bullets left in that enormous weapon of his. So, back to whatever it was I was talking about. Yes. Lego. Monumental leap in the script there, but... maybe that's just a good thing. So, yeah, Lego. In the news twice recently, that bastion of Danishness, unlike Hans Island, which is, of course, just a rock in Inuit waters. Digressing there slightly, sorry. Anyway, Lego was mentioned by the UN in an anti-racism poster campaign in the Middle East a few weeks ago. It was basically a picture of a puzzle made up of jigsaw pieces all in brown, fitting nicely and uniformly together, and at the edge of the picture was then a red Lego brick, obviously standing out there on its own, and although being a Lego brick, completely unable to fit in with the others, you know, the other part of the puzzle. Of course, Lego protested to the UN that in the middle of this whole cartoon business, that this was quite insensitive of the UN to use a Danish product like that, and also without asking. I mean, without asking. Who even thought about copyrights? Ironically, in the same week, our good friend Louise Lego, a local gallery owner in Denmark, took Lego to court. Again, for trying to stop her using her name, which happens to be Lego as well. Poor old Lego, eh? It can't be easy being a multinational, eh? I know there are better companies to bash on a podcast, but I have the distinct feeling that if Lego were asked, they would quite happily build an atomic reactor out of Lego and sell it to the highest bidder. So, enough of that nonsense. What's that got to do with Hans Island anyway? Well, I think it might actually be time for some Jesper Rasmussen. This time, he's up in Alaska.
Jesper Rasmussen, anti-globalization fuckhead.
Hello, this is Jesper Rasmussen, podcasting from Alaska, where I am on a snow scooter motorbike skidoo to protect against people getting oil out of the ground here in this beautiful wildlife place where there is wildlife. I have not seen anything alive or wild here at all. In fact, it is very quiet. I want to fly my banner outside the oil place that is spilling oil on the penguins here in Alaska. I can now see some smoke and some people out there in the distance. There is also a large hole in the ice here. I think I will stop here so we can heat some anti-global fair trade coffee. I'm going to fly my banner here and show the world I am anti-global and anti-oil. It is windy enough here to not even smell my own farts. I cannot believe these people can't get energy out of the wind. My banner says penguins don't need oil, but they don't mind you taking some of their wind. Rosa, my extra gasoline can has fallen over, and now the hole in the ice is smelling bad. Wait a minute. Some people are coming on snow motorbikes. I am ready for them. They will know that oil is bad and that I am fighting for anti-global things. Hey, hvad foregår der derovre? Slip mig lige. I am now on my way to a sheriff's office. These wildlife park people want to put me in prison for trying to kill a polar bear. I haven't even seen a polar bear. I think they are working for the oil companies and they are lying to me. Do you know the Geneva Convention? I'm a Scandinavian and my house is insulated properly. I want to speak to Kofi Annan.
Jesper Rasmussen, anti-globalization fuckhead.
Quite right, Jesper. As usual, getting it all utterly wrong there, Jesper Rasmussen. Penguins are obviously not found in Alaska, and spilling marine diesel in a polar bear sanctuary whilst trying to protest against oil production is classic Jesper Rasmussen. He means well, but the Mr. Bean of activism just shouldn't be let loose at the next G8, eh? Or will it be G9 next time? Who knows? Who cares? Right, so we've got more stuff coming up, so don't run out of battery just yet. Don't double-click on anything else just now, and for goodness sake, don't install Bootcamp on your Intel Mac and try starting up Windows XP. I mean, that's just the equivalent of spilling oil in a wildlife refuge. Oh, hang on, we've done that already. So much ranting to do.
Hans Island. The podcast where only knowing half the facts is no excuse for not voicing your opinion.
Yeah.
I've got to mention Nimbin Radio, for a variety of reasons at this juncture in the proceedings. Firstly, because they're a great crowd to listen to. They do podcasts and are based in Australia, by the way, and they have been very kind to Hans Island by actually featuring some of Hans Island's rantings on the actual airwaves in Australia. So basically available to anyone and everyone who has had a radio turned on at that specific time. Well, almost. I'll maybe touch briefly on Faraday cages in a minute if I get my geek hat on. Oh, and thirdly, because I'm just about to plug two promos for their podcasts. They're a great bunch who have sent in a few ideas as to what I could be ranting on about, which I may be getting around to shortly. Well, actually, I'll coax Jesper Rasmussen into covering those items, actually. So, fourthly, because I heard on a Nimbin broadcast a few months ago two guys talking about environmental things. Hang on. Just before we get started, here's a promo for Nimbin while I get my memory sorted out.
Missed your favorite program again? Well, crank up your mainframe or laptop. Go to nimbinradiomedia.libsyn.com. Yeah, they are Liberated Syndicate hosting us. Download your choice MP3. Maybe put it into your iPod for your next boring bus travel or waiting period at the doctor or in the silly office, police station, courthouse. Ah, I get carried away. So, go on, type in, lowercasing in one word, nimbinradiomedia.limpsin.com. You think it's cool? Well, tell your friends. Thank you.
Supported by Community Radio Tunim FM 102.3, a non-killing organization for the augmentation of diversity.
So, where the hell was I? Ah, yes. As usual, looking for material for the Hans Island Top Tips segment, I was inspired by these two guys on Nimbin Radio. I can't really use this idea as a top tip, since it can only really be done once, and it's not something individual people can do, but it was friggin' great all the same, so I'm going to mention it. The idea was to get Greenpeace to, rather than chase whaling boats around in the Pacific, to create a dummy whale out of plastic or whatever, and then fill it with TNT, and then shove it floating around in international waters. Friggin' great! How easy is that? What's the captain of that whaling ship going to say to that when the news crews are hovering over him? Well, maybe not too much, as he'll probably be blowing his last bubbles 2 kilometres under the Pacific. Pretty violent. But the idea is great and worthy of a mention, and quite funny, actually. So yeah, top tip got rumbled this week by that, so how about a recap of an older item from 2005?
Personally, I don't care or have time for people who christen their child Anakin. I mean, who would do that?
It's all in the way that adult jokes about leprosy always end in the words, "Keep the tip." It's just not funny anymore.
So, yeah, Faraday cages, as mentioned earlier. Michael Faraday was the inventor of all things electrical, although science hasn't quite yet caught on to that idea. Nikola Tesla perfected Michael Faraday's designs, but essentially, Mike was the man. Well done, Mike. Anyway, he had an idea of making a cage out of copper, you know, a copper mesh with the copper wires kind of thing, and a cage. You then connect the cage to a rod in the earth. And hey presto, you have your own FBI safe environment. If you sit inside this cage of earth-connected copper, then electricity or RF, radio frequency signals, or anything else for that matter, can't reach you. It's a bit more elaborate than buying one of those clean your aura healing crystal things off some bloke with rasta hair at the local market. But it does actually work. You won't find any electrical or RF radiation inside a Faraday cage. Ooh. Speaking about Tesla again. The man the FBI bumped off for being too clever. The man JP Morgan disliked because he invented free energy and free radio and free everything, really. I wonder, if Nikola Tesla had stayed in Serbia, if we would all now not be living in a fossil-free world. Or fossil-fuel-free world, for that matter. There's a thought. Right, far too serious. We need to be getting on with some stuff here. We've got another quick plug from Nimbin Radio to get through, and also some other stuff that I've been thinking and dreaming up about. Let's have this promo now, so that's out of the way, so we can take the rest of the podcast from there. Here we go.
Let me see how I
what are cod pasters, blaggers and streakers and mouse fondlers doing on MFM, Bob?
No, Jack, you've got it all wrong, laddie.
Oh, so they're not just taxis for viruses, then?
No, mate. Podcasters, bloggers and streamers and so on are all just non-local participants in our community camel rides here in Nimbin. And, as far as I know, no rodent molesting occurs either.
Oh, well, I guess so. So long as they behave themselves and the old girl. They don't weigh much, do they? Invisible hand mob and all. Could be heavy. Oh, well. Fame escapes us. Infamy will do.
Right, you are, mate. Podcasting doses of infamous, nymphamous programming available right now. Free downloads on http://nimbinradiomedia.libsyn.com.
That's with an I and a Y, good folks. Go on, step inside. You'll blow your minds.
Right, so, everyone still with me? Well, possibly. I've just got to mention the most stupid thing I encountered this week. I spotted something that still baffled me. I mean, it literally does baffle me. A packet of cod loins. Think about it. The implication of something on a supermarket shelf containing fillets of fish being referred to as cod loins is quite disturbing, really. Obviously, or I presume, it being marketed at people who don't know where fish come from, or what they look like, indeed. There must be quite a lot of those since this naming convention even exists. So, anyway, does a cod have loins? It's the aquatic equivalent of buffalo wings, I suppose. Dumbed down and shrink-wrapped. I mean, why even bother to have a picture of a fish on the packet, eh? It conjures up that image of going clay pigeon shooting, waiting around until the clay thing has landed on the ground somewhere, and then slowly walking up to it and blasting it at point blank with a shotgun. Digressing as usual there, sorry. And I may actually be off in Hans Island territory, now having had a chance to look at the internet a wee bit. There seems to be an awful lot of cod loins about on the internet. Look it up, have a laugh. But anyway, that is Hans Island material, isn't it? Not knowing all about what I'm talking about here. But fish don't have loins, eh? And surely fillets of fish are called, what, fillets? Nonsense, there. Let's boycott supermarket fish, man. Onwards now to a hopefully more thought-through subject in just a second.
The choice is ours.
Needing ingredients the other day for a soup and a salad, etc., I found myself going to the local Walmart, or Asda as it's called in Scotland. While I was parking in the airfield-sized car park, I started thinking about being tracked via credit card, and my credit card in particular, and being linked to what I bought, my shopping list. You know, the usual kind of conspiracy theory, paranoia, geek kind of thoughts. Now, not being fickle, I didn't really get wound up a lot about that thought. What did strike me, however, was when I was driving back, I passed a local farm shop. A farm shop that I know sells fruit, vegetables, eggs, cheese, etc., all produced locally on that farm. I had a terrible thought that I had just taken away money from them, and thus jobs from our little part of the world, and sent it to Walmart corporate headquarters, wherever that is. The choice is ours. Create a local job and avoid your house being burgled in future caused by local poverty. Or help build yet another useless and unnecessary guitar-shaped swimming pool somewhere for Mr. and Mrs. Walmart.
So, that about wraps it up for this week. Yes, there's not a lot else to say other than I've been reusing some of the old stuff because I've been on holiday and, well, you know, there you go. Some of the old stuff from Hans Island is being recycled, as it were. You know, eat your own dog food, or a practice what you preach kind of idea. One on a last closing note, I'll put this link up on www.freewebs.com/Hans Island. And of course you can email any comments you have, or any suggestions, or simply just kind words of encouragement at handsisland@lycos.co.uk. But anyway, Prince Christian, the new little prince in Denmark, whose mother obviously is from Tasmania, he's now on the waiting list at the MCC, the Melbourne Cricket Club, which has 160,000 people on the waiting list already. He's not even 6 months old, so there you go. No doubt he'll have 15 years to find out whether he wants to play cricket or not. Or is it golf? I don't know. Cricket, golf, it's all hitting balls. Anyway, so visit the website, have a look at the links, and I will catch up with everybody in a week's time or so. Tschüss, ciao, sayonara, bis später, and bye-bye for now.
Here are the credits after this Hans Island podcast.
Thanks everyone for contributing. That includes Calpomat. Visit us at www.freeweb.com/Hans Island. Alternative email at handsisland@lycos.co.uk. My name's Robert, no pun intended, and thanks for contributing. This has all been fictional, and no harm has been intended to happen to anyone. Thank you, bye-bye.